Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from chapter 36, The Slaying of Arishta the Bull Demon. Text 1. Shri Badanayan Uvacha Atatati Agato Goshtam Arishto Vrishabhasura Mahim Mahakakutkaya Kampayan Kuru Vikshatam. Shri Badarayaner Uvacha Atatari Agato Goshtam Arishto Vrishabhasura Mahimahakakotkaya Kampayan Kuravikshatam. Shri Badarayanar Uvacha Atatarti Agatoshtam Arishto Vrishabhasura Mahimahakakutkaya Kampayan Kuravikshata. Shri Badarayan Uvacha. Shri Sukadev Goswami said, Atha, next, Tarihi, then, Agatha, came, Goshta, to the coward village, Arishta, named Arishta, Vrishabhasura, the bull demon, Mahim, the earth, Maha, great, Kakur, having a hump, Kaya, whose body, Kampayan, making tremble, Kura, by his whose, Vikshatam, tone. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, the demon Arista then came to the covered village, appearing in the form of a bull with a large hump. He made the earth tremble as he tore it apart with his hooves. Purport. According to Sri Vishnu Puran, Aristasura entered Krishna's village at twilight as the Lord prepared to dance with the gopis. Proda sarde kadachitu rasa sakte janardane trasayansa mado goshtam arista samupagata. Once midday, through the period of dusk, when Lord Janardana was eager to perform the rasa dance, Aristasura madly entered the coward village, terrifying everyone. There's a small introduction in this beginning chapter. This chapter describes how Krishna killed Aristasura and how Kamsa reacted when he learned from Narada that Krishna and Balram were the sons of Vasudev. The demon Arista wanted to kill Krishna and Balram, and thus he assumed the form of a huge bull with sharp horns. Everyone in Krishna's coward village became terrified when Aristasura approached it. But the Lord pacified them. And when the bull demon charged him, he seized him by the horns and threw him about 6 yards. Though weakened, Arista still wanted to attack Krishna. Thus dripping with sweat, he charged the Lord once again. This time Krishna grabbed his horn, threw him to the ground and thrashed him like a pile of wet clothing. The demon vomited blood and gave up his life. Then Krishna and Rama, while being honored by the demigods and coward boys, returned to the village. A short time later, Narad Muni, the great sage among the demigods, came to see King Kamsa. He informed the king that Krishna and Balram were not Nanda's sons, but rather Vasudev's. It was out of fear of Kamsa that Vasudev had put the two boys under Nanda's care. Furthermore, said Narada, Kamsa would meet his death at their hands. Kamsa shook with fear and anger when he heard all this, and in great agitation he began thinking of how to destroy Krishna and Balram. He called for the demons Chanur and Mushtika and instructed them to kill the two brothers in a wrestling match. Then he spoke to Akrura, who was expert at executing his duties. Taking Akrura by the hand, Kamsa persuaded him to go to Braja to bring the two boys to Mathura. Akrura agreed to carry out Kamsa's order and then returned home. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devem Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesham Sunyavari Paschati Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, I thank all the devotees for giving me this opportunity to engage in some service, though not having any qualification. And I beg blessings from senior devotees like Gaurang Prabhu. And so today is that chapter of Aristasuras entering into Vrindavan. Lord is almost like, you can say, among the few last demons left for Krishna to send them back to the spiritual world. So Arista is one of them. But this particular story, especially this particular pastime, has a lot of significance for people like us, those who are still there in this earthly planet. Because of this particular pastime, the Lord had to execute one more pastime, due to which we are still able to derive benefit of that particular pastime. And that is the appearance of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. Because of Aristasura's presence, Aristasura's killing of Aristasura, the Lord had executed one more pastime of creating Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. And due to which, today we are able to have the audience and to have the darshan of those most sacred holy place among the entire creation, the entire universe. So in fact, he is one of the instrument, and we are eternally indebted to for this person, Aristasura, so that because of him, somehow the Lord excavated this, created one more pastime, so that we can eternally, whenever we go to, why this Radha Kund and Shyama Kund is created? Because Lord had killed one demon, and then it goes further. So somehow the other, his name is constantly remembered. So yeah, in fact, it is like the Lord always, when he does some particular pastime, with one activity he creates so many activities. He just fulfills all his purposes. But not like a mortal being. When we have to execute, we have to be very particular about one particular project or one particular service. We can't jump or like expand into many, so that we can execute all. We are somewhat near the limited. Lord being unlimited, Vibhu, he has got that. All his potencies, somehow there to execute all purposes, many purposes at one particular time. So this is one particular way. Just by this particular pastime, it was connected to the other pastime. So, actually in Garga Samhita, it is said that this Aristasura was actually a Brahmana in his previous life. But he was cursed by Brihaspati. And because it is said that he was sitting with his feet facing towards Brihaspati. And then he said that, oh, you're sitting like a bull. So I curse you so that you can become a bull. And ultimately, by association of other demonic bulls, he became a bull like Aristasura. But actually, in this, you can understand that a sage's curse is never a curse. It is a blessing in disguise. Anytime in the historical evidences of this Vedic scripture, we see that none of the incidents which is connected to the Lord of killing of any of the demons or deliverance of any living entity, unless and until it is not graced by the mercy of a pure devotee, it is not executed by the Lord. Especially even in this particular case, Brihaspati, Lord, even many examples like Nalakuvir and Manigriva, they may have given a curse. It may not be able, we may not be able to contemplate, or we may not be able to understand why such harsh behavior by the sage. But there is a blessing in disguise. It is not easy. The way Lord literally liberated this Aristasura is not a one day any Tom, Dick, Harry coming and playing with Lord Krishna. It requires millions of years of tapasya and so many amounts of blessings of great devotee. To being touched by the feet of the Lord, being kicked by Krishna, even great sages hanker for that. They say that, Narada says that, what pious activities have these people done who are constantly remembering how to kill Krishna, how to just somehow they destroy this Krishna Balaram. They may have got a thought, but the internal reason is that because they have been graced by, given, they were bestowed by the blessings of a pure devotee like Brihaspati or Narada, then only then a person gets a chance to have an audience with the Lord. It is not easy. being kicked by Lord. Anyone, because being coming in the presence of the Lord itself indicates he's already delivered. So it requires so much amount of mercy, so much amount of personal own sadhana, but more important is the grace of a pure devotee. So that's the reason he got this chance. Otherwise it's impossible coming in presence of the Lord. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says in his commentary regarding what does this demon represents. Aristasura represents, he's saying, the cheating religion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his represents false religion as cheating religion and who do not have any respect for the pure devotional service of Krishna. That is what the representing of this particular anartha is. Cheating religion. Prabhupada says that religion is that particular thing whether you are pleased God. Your religion, my religion, or his religion, or her religion, whose is the best is not, we are not for that particular. Whether you are pleased God. That is perfect religion. Atabhumbi dujasheshta vanashrama vibhagasha sthanustitasya dharmasya samsiddhim haritoshanam. Whether you are pleased God. As Prabhupada was saying in the Acharya, this thing, we are not sectarian. We support everyone. We call everyone. You please come. But whether you are getting love of God, that is important. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma anavada anukulena krishna anushilana bhakti savai pumsha paradharmo yato bhakti radokshaji ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. Religion should be such a way we should really satisfy the self. It should be completely satisfying the self. That is real dharma. Or any process of devotional service which is executed and it is not allowing the living entity to come nearer and closer and developing attraction for the absolute truth, then that religion is called cheating religion. And one who is executing is simply a waste of time. Prabhupada says there is not God, Krishna. Gold is gold. You call in any religion, whether you call him Krishna, Allah or anyone. But he is repent. Namna makari bauda. But the process should be such some or the other. He should develop an unflinching, unalloyed, unmotivated attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And due to which the hankering for this material activity should automatically reduce. That is perfect religion. A person who has got that attraction, one who is in that process, day by day, if he is developing attraction for the absolute truth, then that is perfect religion. At the same time, when this process is executed, his material hankering should reduce. His material activity should reduce. His attraction for the material allurement should reduce. Then he is perfect on this path of devotional service. Prabhupada says that anything which is pure, we are presented this Krishna consciousness very purely. We are presenting very purely. Any item or any gadget which is presented in this market in a pure state, people are but naturally going to be attracted. Why? Because there is no adulteration. The thing which is impure, people think twice. No, whether pure or added, anything, gold, vegetables, anything. In the market. Similarly, in this process of devotional service, we are presenting this Krishna conscious in its pure form. Unadulterated form, as represented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as represented by all the ancestors in our Guru Shishya Parampara, it is in the pure form. So, but naturally it is not a surprise that these Westerners or any living entity is getting attracted. That is a natural inclination of the living entity to love God. If a living entity has got that natural inclination is evoked within the heart of the living entity, when it is presented in the pure form, it is but natural the living entity will be attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what his pure religion is. It is not based on sentimentalism. It is not based on fanaticism. It is a simple understanding whether a person is day by day, his purpose of human civilization is used or not. That is what his pure dharma is. unless and until this particular symptom is not there within a heart, then it is represents a false religion. Prabhupada, that's the reason he carried this principle. When he went to the Western countries, he just said that I didn't do any, but he just prayed that, my Lord, whatever my spiritual master has given, whatever, let me present in the same form. There is no adulteration. That's why this cheating religion is presented by the cheaters. A person who is very sincere, he'll present the religion very sincerely. That's why we hear even among many of Prabhupada's disciples, they were saying that what is that which attracted them to Srila Prabhupada the most? They knew that this old man will never cheat them. He has not come to cheat us. Because his life was completely open. It is said in the Vedic scriptures, this and this and this, I am presenting you as it is. Otherwise, it is impossible. Literally attracting the mass to this highest process of devotional service. One who presents this, even today, his words speak a lot. Because it is present in a pure form. But naturally, this Krishna consciousness is attracting a lot of people. Even today, he reasons, he says, Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. They are still living in the sound in a pure form. So Prabhupada presented this. That's why he is saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that cheating religion means somehow you are trying to deviate away the living entity from his real attraction for the Supreme Lord. The process may be slow, but somehow or the other, he should get attraction for the Supreme Lord. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is based on this particular principle. Somehow or the other, Mahaprabhu's mercy is presenting Krishna. He came with a simple process. He came with a simple process. Simply to chant and dance. Today is even, for us, a very important day for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because it is the disappearance of Lochan Das Thakur. One of the very important acharyas in our Guru Shishya Parampara. And he had many contributions in this disciplic succession. He wrote Chaitanya Mangal, and he was a disciple of Narahari Sarkar. But the biggest contribution, and you can say the jewel among all his writings, and the one which attracts even today, and the essence of his entire scriptural understanding of Chaitanya Bhagavat, is his one song. His one song. Because a devotee need not have to speak much. His one word is enough to awaken Krishna consciousness within the heart of every living entity. His one song speaks everything, what he really means. The song of Parama Karuna. That song has gist of everything. In fact, our Divine Grace, he spoke, gave an elaborate purport on that particular verse, on that particular song. This happened when Srila Prabhupada had just visited Atlanta, Georgia. So that time, in fact, Srila Prabhupada was installing many Radha Krishna deities. But in this particular temple, the presiding deities are Gaur Nityaya, Gauranga and Nityananda, Gaur Nityaya. So when he saw Atlanta, Georgia, when he saw these deities, that everyone knows that this is a very famous lecture. Prabhupada looked at Gaur Nityaya and then he says that your country is the best. I visited so many places, but when I came to your place, it's the most very important, nice place. And then he looked at Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They are very merciful. They are more merciful than Krishna and Balaram. Because they are presenting this dharma in a very pure form and a very lucid and a simple way. Anyone can become Krishna consciousness. Koi jati vednai, koi rashtra vednai. Anyone. So when Lord Chaitanya, when Srila Prabhupada looked at them and then he said that they are more merciful. And then he started crying. Seeing the magnanimity, the merciful nature of Gaur Nityaya. And then Prabhupada sang this song, Parama Karuna. This song, in fact, Lochan Das Thakur, he gives the entire gist of this Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy in this song, Paramakaruna. He says that, Paramakaruna Pahuduija Nitai Gaurachandra, Savavatar Sarasiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. These people, Gaur Nithyay, Gaur and Gauranga Nithyananda, their process of executing this process, self-realization, is simply joyful. Can you imagine? The process of self-realization is simply joyful. There is no hard and fast rules, there is no hard endeavor. It is simply joyful. This is what the process of Gaur Nithyananda Prabhu is. Somehow or the other, the process of self-realization is simply joyful. And then he mentions, Vishaya Chodiya Sera Se Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. First, before that he says a very important point. Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Shuddha Da Vishwasakori. Vishwasakori. In fact, in this process of Krishna consciousness, the first preliminary process is to have faith. Adhau Shraddha. Rupa Goswami says that Adhau Shraddha. One should have a faith, firm faith. One should develop this firm faith that this Krishna conscious moment is the perfect moment. There is no doubt about it. Adhau Shraddha. That's why he is saying that Prabhupada is emphasizing, oh brothers, in this purport, Prabhupada is emphasizing, oh brothers, don't think that this process of Krishna consciousness will not reach to your desired goal. It will. It will. It is an assurance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. That assurance has got so much, you can say, emphasis has got so much weight. When Prabhupada says in his purport, don't think this brother, this process will not lead. It will. Why it will? Because it is an assurance of these two brothers. Who are these two brothers? They are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Non-different from Krishna Balaram. It will. Normally we think, and even others think, oh, it is the moment for sentimentalists. It is a moment for the low borns. It is a moment for uneducated. It is a moment for the children, and it is a moment for the woman class. Prabhupada said that no, it is a moment for the most intellectual class of people. Because he has understood the process of self-realization through a very simple method. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the process self in a very simple method. That is what Lochan Das Thakur is emphasizing. The real dharma, the real religion is not a cheating religion. It is automatically the living entity is but naturally getting attracted to the absolute truth. Very simple method. What is the most? Bhajo Bhaja is simply chant and dance. Chanting and dancing. The process of religion is simply chanting and dancing. One who takes to this process of chanting and dancing, automatically the process of self-realization is awakened within his heart. So Lochan Das Thakur is emphasizing on Bhaju Bhaju Bhai. Don't worry brothers, don't feel. So Rupa Goswami is Adhav Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha. This Shraddha, how is it possible? Shraddha is not a one day's game. Adhav Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha. Shraddha may come. It may be like a small flame, but it can be extinguished any time. It has to be like a blazing fire. That Shraddha has to be like a blazing fire. So that any amount of disturbances, any amount of inattentiveness should not extinguish the fire of Shraddha, of faith in Krishna. Immediately when a person takes the process, it's like a small flame. Adhav Shraddha Tada Sadhu Sangha. When it comes in the association of other great fires, then but naturally it becomes like a blazing fire. That flame, that small flame has to be like a blazing fire. That can be only become a blazing fire, like a forest fire. That burning, that eagerness for attaining Krishna, that burning, some or the other, that I should attain Krishna in this lifetime. I should attain the attraction with the Supreme Lord. In the association, that burning desire, it comes only with those people who are there with that same motive. Who day and life is only to for that purpose, who are living for Krishna's pleasure. When a person associates with such bhakti Vedantas, automatically that small flame, that small flame, Adhav Shraddha, but naturally becomes into a blazing fire. That can be only. So protecting that flame is not in our hand. That is there with those people who have got a blazing flame within their heart. That is what adau shraddha, one should have an eager. That's why Lochan Das Thakur was saying, oh brothers, have faith. Have faith. Don't think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. He's a sentimentalist. He didn't know the absolute truth. He is giving the highest knowledge to a simple process. Why is he giving? Because we do not have that qualification. We do not have that amount of tapasya. We do not have that willpower to perform great tapasya. We do not have a willpower to perform great austerities. He is giving a simple faith, costless mercy. Namo Mahavadanya. He is giving, okay, since you do not have any qualification, take to this simple process. It is not just a simple process. It is filled with a highest of pure love of Krishna, which no incarnation has ever given before. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tushe Namaha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is most highest. So to understand this process is not a sentimental moment. It is a real dharma. The process, that's why these great acharyas are giving constantly emphasis. He is giving the first line. Bhajo 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 bhai Chaitanya Nitai. Shudrata Vishwasa Kori. Have faith. And then he says what? Vishaya Chadiya. Sera se majiya, mukhe bolo hari hari. This Vishaya Chadiya has to be removed. Vishaya Chadiya cannot be removed artificially. Vishaya Chadiya sera se majiya. Vishaya Chadiya can be removed only when a person has got the insurmountable process of devotional service reigned in his heart. Vishaya Chadiya can be removed. It should be flooded. The Krishna consciousness should be flooded in the heart. Then that root for committing sins is not developed in the heart. Root. That's why Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, that root, what is the root for committing sins? What is the root for, how to excavate that root of committing that sense gratification, propensity to commit sinful activities or sense gratification should be removed from the root. That time he says the story of Ajamit. But propensity, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishaya Chadiya, how can it be removed? Vishaya Chadiya can be removed only when a person gives an oral reception to the words of Vasudev Katha. He should be coming in the association of those who are speaking about Krishna Katha. That's why when Srila Prabhupada went, he said that, oh, first you come, this process of Krishna consciousness should be given to anyone. Krishna consciousness is not anyone's monopoly. It is not anyone's monopoly. It should be given to everyone. Everyone should be given the facility to get purified. Why? This Krishna conscious movement is getting the people to become first class Brahmins. Everyone can become a pure devotee. Why it should be stopped? Why it should be debarred from other people? They should also get the process. The only process that provide them the facility. What is the provide? Provision. Facility. Facility of hearing and chanting. Simple process. The self-realization is simple. Hearing and chanting. This facility, this is what he is explaining. The process is very simple. Normally when the process is simple, people have a lot of doubt. I doubt whether this process will lead to the absolute truth. I doubt. I don't think so. So he is giving emphasis. No, it will. Why it will? Because it's an assurance. You do not have to do study Vedas. You do not have to study Puranas. It will. And great persons who have already executed, they have attained it. There's an example, living example. Take it. So when a person has got this firm faith, and when that Vishaya Chadiya goes, then he can constantly chant Mukhe Bolo Hari. And this is our goal. Our goal is the process of devotional service. It's a goal. The process itself becomes a goal. The process itself becomes a cherished desire. This Krishna conscious movement, Prabhupada was saying, that our purpose of chanting of the holy name is the only one process, is that we constantly keep on chanting. We should keep on chanting. That is our goal. No other process, like whatever Srila Prabhupada says, that our purpose is not somehow or the other to, we are escapists. We are somehow or the other trying to be away from this fearful condition of this material desire. Not for that reason we are worshipping the absolute truth. This process itself is so joyful that it ultimately becomes his goal. Our purpose of chanting of the holy name, our purpose of doing this process of devotion service is so that it becomes without any hindrances. without any, it should, the flow of Ganga, it should be like without. Our, now at present, the situation is that we, our process of devotional service is constantly being obstructed. Bhogatyag, bhogatyag, bhogatyag. But when a person continuously executes his process, he reaches to such a level where his devotional service becomes spontaneous. There is no stoppage into his process. It becomes spontaneous. That is what a goal of life is. When a person has got this spontaneous amount of devotional service, then he did not have to work so hard for removing this Vishaya Chadiya. When, that's why Narottam Das Thakur also says that this process of sense gratification is very difficult to remove. Vishaya Chadiya kabe shuddha be man kabe hamo bolovo shri Vrindavan. Actually, to understand Krishna consciousness, we want this sense gratification, the process of sinful activities to be eradicated. But that can only come when a person takes to the process of devotional service. So, the simple process is that a person should always consider that he is still not developed that unalloyed attraction for Krishna. Then he will not consider this process as mechanical. Every day of his Krishna consciousness becomes his privilege. Every moment of his activities becomes a privilege. Every round he chants is a mercy of the Lord. Every worship of the Lord he performs is as Lord's infinitesimal mercy upon him. Every Krishna katha he hears, he considers is most unqualified. If that door of unqualified and gratitude is there, then the Krishna consciousness, when it flows with full speed, then this Vishaya Chadiya can be removed from his heart. Otherwise, on his personal endeavor, it is difficult. He should give this simple attitude and this simple mood that I am the most wretched among living entities. If this qualification is there, then a person will accept this Krishna consciousness with that seriousness. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena se upadeshanti te gyanam gyanana sattva darshina. He should come with a submissive mood. When a living entity has got that submissive mood, then that pride within his heart is not there. He is completely a plain slate. So then the Lord can easily cut off those weeds of material desire within his heart through the words of a pure devotee. That is the knowledge, the sword of knowledge cuts off the bondage within the heart of the living entity. So here, Lochan Das Thakur is saying that, I do not have any qualification. He says, I am stone hearted, my Lord. My heart is stone hearted. Even a Pashupaki Jure, Pashana Bidhari, even a stone hearted man will, like, you have come to give the mercy to the most fallen. But I being a stone hearted is not easy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Lochan Das Thakur, even Narottam Das Thakur or Vrindavan Das Thakur, all these great personalities, they have given, that they are saying that only one qualification is required. What is the qualification? Consider yourself most unqualified. This religious dharma, the pure dharma, can be only entered that irrevocable fact. Prabhupada said the irrevocable fact within the heart will be established when a person considers this mood. My Lord, I am the most fallen. That's why even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had an audience with Prakashananda Saraswati, he said that, why you are supposed to study all the Vedas, Purana, you are a sannyasi, you are a Goswami, why you are behaving like a sentimentalist? He said that, see, he didn't even discriminate, oh, he may not be able to understand if I say this humility. He presented his humility, it was a fact in front of even if a Mayavadi. It is not a humility, it is a fact. Whether a person accepts, some may consider it is an inferior complexity. Oh, you should have, why you are so inferior? No, it is a fact. In presence of the Supreme Almighty, we are nothing. A person is saying, that's why one should, Lord Chaitanya said, Swamiji, Sannyasi ji, I am a fool number one. My spiritual master said, you are a fool. You are a fool number one. You do not have that much knowledge to understand Vedas. You simply chant this holy name. When a person comes in that mood, then this is like a catalyst. This process, Harinam, anyone will be taking. Recently, one of our speakers, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, was saying, one of the Sundays, he was saying that this Harinam was already present. It was being chanted by many, even we were chanting. But that person was a devotee of Shiva. When he came in the midst of, in the association of Sanatan Goswami, then it acted as a catalyst. So similarly, this process, one should have that mood that I am a fool. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am a fool, number one. I do not have any, no qualification. You simply chant this holy name. So then when he executed this process of chanting the holy name, then automatically the attraction for Krishna. In fact, in this age of Kali Yuga, however intelligent a person may be, however knowledge he may be, the scriptures say, Vyasade is a kalo shudra sambhava. So what pride do we have? You may be a big scholar, you may be in a highest of all universities, graduate in anyone, or even you may be an undergraduate. Ultimately, you are on the same level. In the eyes of God, you are on the same level, because one who is born in Kali Yuga means kalo shudra sambhava. One who has no qualification. In birth onwards, no one is called qualified. So first of all, learn to know your identity. This Krishna conscious movement is trying to know your identity. Oh, living entity, know your identity. You are a fool, number one. Oh, I am a fool? Yes, you are a fool. So what is my, how can I get out of this? How should I become intelligent? Take to this simple process of Krishna consciousness. Is it easy? Yes, it is very easy. Why it is easy? Because it's an assurance of the supreme truth. Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, they are giving it. It will. It is assurance of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. This will lead to your desired goal. And then when person chants his holy names with Lord, then this demon of Aristasura, the propensity, that will go away from our heart. Our only qualification, our only purpose is somehow or the other to take this is Krishna consciousness in the submissive mode. And have that faith. This process can continue, like it will be in the sense, it should be say, consistent. This consistency in Krishna consciousness can be only considered when he considers every day of his Krishna consciousness as the first day. That I am new to this Krishna consciousness, I don't know anything. Oh, how joyful we are. I don't deserve it. Then this Krishna consciousness becomes a consistent process. He knows, okay, let it. Because it is not one day or 12 day or 1 year's commitment. Are you really committed to this movement? That's why Srila Prabhupada said that we don't want many mass. We don't want many mass. We don't want big, big stars. One moon and one sun is more than enough. Because sun and moon can enlighten the entire darkness of this, lighten this entire darkness of this Kali Yuga. That's why Prabhupada in the morning walk, he was saying, keep this sunlight of Krishna consciousness shining, then automatically all these glowworms will disappear. Our purpose of Krishna consciousness is to keep this sunlight shining. The problem is that if this sun of Krishna consciousness is not shining, the glowworms will be there. Anarthas, glowworms of anarthas, glowworms of impersonalism, glowworms of, and many different. Keep the science of Krishna consciousness shining, then automatically these glowworms will disappear. Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Wherever there is Godhead, there is no science. It is a simple logic. He need not have to use many intellectual power. This Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple. Lochan Das Thakur is using the simple logic. In fact, he wrote this Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mangal is such a process, like any places these sages used to come, they used to write some commentaries and some books. And sometimes they used to present their philosophy in a song. Even in Dravida Desha and in South India, we see that all the Alvars or even Udupi, like Purandar Das. So similarly, this great Acharya Lochan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mangal is sung in a very poetic manner. Why? Because when you are executing a devotional service, keep on meditating Krishna. It is a simple process. One who knows Bengali, they know. One who has studied Chaitanya Mangal, they will keep singing this. It is because the process is very simple. You keep chanting when you are doing, executing a duty, or when you are working, or when you are performing a household activities, keep on chanting. This is the mood of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not for some intellectual class of people. It is not for the cheaters. It is a simple process. When any activity, when this Aristasura is killed, then the coward boys, they come and they sing, oh, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya, Kana killed this thing. Oh, he killed. Then they compose one story, one poem, and then they keep on singing on that. And then they are eternally with Krishna. So if a person wants to be eternally with the Supreme Lord, his heart has to be very simple, saralta. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says Saraljata. That's a simple process. This Krishna consciousness is not a complicated process. Lochan Das Thakur's disciple, this is what we should understand. He's saying it's simple, oh brothers. He's not calling out for the aristocratic people, oh intellectual class of people, oh VI people. Oh brothers, please take this process. It is a very simple process. No need of many tapasya, no need of celibacy, no need of sannyas, no, even if you are a householder person, even you are the most disqualified, it's simple. Take to this process, it will. Have that faith. And keep on executing this process, it will lead to your desired goal. So with that mood, if a person take to this Krishna consciousness, then our purpose is solved. So our whole purpose of Krishna consciousness to somehow or the other continue this simple process. Normally, the process sometimes becomes mechanical. Oh, the same thing. It is but natural. It is not a surprise. It is but natural. Anything a person does for a long time is but natural. It becomes boring. You want a change. But this Krishna consciousness, there is no need of change. Why? Because it is always newer and newer. If we consider in that simple heart, no. Person who takes to this Krishna consciousness with the understanding, with staying with those great saintly people, then he'll understand it is with the gratitude with a person without no qualification, then he'll consider this movement in that spirit. Hare Krishna. Anyone has got questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you for your nice class. Just a doubt may come that if the process is based on the simple practice of chanting of Hare Krishna, why Mahaprabhu and, you know, Vrindavan is a place of simplicity, why the six Goswamis were instructed to write so many complex books?
Prabhupada says that if we present this Krishna consciousness, like Prabhupada says that this should be, facility should be provided for everyone. But if you present a PhD knowledge to a KG child, he said, better I should run away, I can't do it. So it is, initially, everyone should be like, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It is, and anyone, like it is not that it is a very complex process. Anyone, it is very simple. We, even Prabhupada says in this, we are not supposed to tell about the regulative principle. Okay, you just chant and be happy. You chant this process, automatically all the qualification will automatically come within your heart. So then, when a person, if we are trying, that we are not trying to limit this Krishna consciousness. It is a deep science, it is a deep ocean. But it is an ocean of bliss. It is not an ocean of endeavor and it is not an ocean of tapasya. When a person takes to this process of Krishna consciousness in a simple mode of chanting and hearing, then he is entering deeper and deeper into the ocean of bliss. That's why here Lochan Das Thakur, this process of self-realization is simply joyful. Even when a person becomes mature in Krishna consciousness, when he is studying any of the six Goswamis, ultimately the whole purpose of this scriptural understanding is to somehow or the other have that same attraction for Krishna, which is creating more newer and newer attraction for the Supreme Lord. When they have, actually if we try that, okay, this is the Bhagavatam, this is Bhagavad Gita, that's it. That means we are limiting the knowledge of the absolute truth, which is infinite. It is massive. There is no end for it. Can you tell the end of the sky? Horizon. But horizon is the same. No. A person who has developed attraction for Krishna, he wants to tell me more. Tell me more. Is there any more about Krishna? Ananta Sheshi is saying, I have not finished one particular. There's one Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already performed millions of them. When will I tell those particular pastime? That's why Rupa Goswami says that, why one tongue, my Lord? Give me 100 tongues. Why only one Krishna Katha? There are sages who say that let us expand to millions so that every Krishna Katha we want to hear. It is not, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, speak more about Radha Krishna pastime. Give them more nectar. Write more nectar of devotion. Let these people understand that Krishna consciousness is not limited. It is a massive ocean. But the first beginning is that we can't tell them it is an ocean. It is just a pond. If you tell the ocean, jump into the ocean, no, what? I can't understand this interesting pastime of Radha Krishna. No, it is simple. You chant and you will get out of this birth, death, old age. Simple process. But then when a person enters, oh, it is a massive. But I am not afraid. I am not fearful. It is creating more and more, newer and newer bliss. That is executed by these great acharyas. Acharya's purpose is not to create fear in the living entities. Acharya's purpose is to create encouragement. Don't worry. You have already reached the midway. You will be able to drown yourself in Krishna. Our purpose of Krishna consciousness is to drown ourselves in this ocean. Somehow we want to be drowned. Krishna Tvadiya Padapanga Japanjarantam. Our mind should be drowned in Krishna consciousness. Our whole purpose is to be drowned. We don't want. Let us be submerged. Even if I die in this Krishna consciousness, my life is perfect. So reading the scriptures, the Goswamis, they took the tapasya on themselves. Tyaktva, Aturna, Mashesha, Mandalapati. We'll do tapasya. You need not to do tapasya. We'll study all the scriptures and say the essence is this. What is the essence? To study Puranas? No. You study this. Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, that's it. You need not have to study all the scriptures. We have already executed that. You study this, you will reach that desired goal. We reach this desired goal. Wait, Mahaprabhu is telling. We have already done the sub-study. So imagine the magnanimity and the mercy of this great Ajaya. Had six Goswamis wouldn't have done this, we had to study all those Puranas. Are iska baat kya hai? What is this? Don't worry. You just simply chant, dance, you read Bhagavatam. The commentaries. And Prabhupada is more merciful. He said, even if you have not reached to the study of Bhagavad Gita, I have already put some Jiva Goswami's commentaries in the purport. Study that. Prabhupada's books is all in all. So that's why this Krishna consciousness is not limited. In fact, we are happy. It is the biggest contribution to this movement that the great Goswamis are connected to this lineage. We cannot say, I have reached the end of Krishna consciousness. Now what? No, it is massive. Keep going. And don't come again. Don't look at the shore. You are deep into the ocean. That is what it does. It answer your question? Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.